Good morning. Holy moly. Thank you, Jean-Paul. Feel like Madonna. I don't look like Madonna. That's better. Thank you, Jean-Paul. It's so good to have you guys here today. What is today? Think about it. What's today? Pentecost! Oh, I'm sorry. And what's the other one?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Which one is the more important? Careful there, yes. It's Pentecost. You know all about mothers and Mother's Day. That's great. But do you know about Pentecost?
Yeah.
What happened that day?
Some fire came in.
What else?
It went on top of their heads.
Went on top of their heads. It was so cool. And there was a sound, the rushing wind. Ready? Listen. Do you hear it? I don't hear it either. But on that day, it kind of went all over, and everyone could hear it. And it was so exciting. God did all kinds. Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Where's your mommy? It's okay. It was a fire and there was wind and all kinds of exciting things were going on and the disciples got sent out and everybody was so excited. It was Pentecost and they could see the Spirit. How do you know what's here now? You see any fire?
No.
Hear any wind?
How? Fire right there.
I know there's beautiful pictures of fire, but how would we know the Spirit was here? I have an idea. Wait for me here. Don't go. Don't go too far. Don't go find your mommies, except for Liam. I got to looking around today to try and figure out how I would know that there was the Spirit here, and I found this. Look what I found. I found evidence of the Spirit in our church. What is it?
Food.
Well, what's this?
A wagon.
A wagon. What are you, from Missouri? It's a basket. It's a basket. And it's full. Yes, and it's full of what?
Food.
Oh, and good food. What's this? Carrots. These are actually my kind of carrots, actually. Okay. Okay, and we got, oh, my favorite candy cane JoJo's. That's like, that's so cool. It's food. Who's it for?
For
people? Well, it's for people who are hungry. One of the things that we learn about the Holy Spirit, you know, if I'd have just brought that basket up with nothing in it, it would have been empty, right? So one of the things the Holy Spirit does is it fills things up. It fills us up with all kinds of gifts. Anybody here sing? Oh, come on. Anybody like to do art? Draw? Paint? Who likes to play? All gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit helped us to fill up that basket to take down to our friends at Angel Network to feed hungry people. In a little while, you're going to hear from a lady who's going to tell us about Bread for the World, which is another way that the Spirit fills us up to do good works in the world. So even though we don't see flames and we don't hear wind, we know the Spirit's with us because God gives us the gifts of singing and art and worship and giving. And I want to thank you guys for your gifts because the Holy Spirit is also in you. Thank you. You can go back to your places.